I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. Have you ever worn a union button or t-shirt to work? On this day in labor history, the year was 1912. Members of the Australian Tramways Association in Brisbane, Queensland, decided to put on their union badges at work. The men operated and maintained the city's public transport system. For months before the action, their manager, an American named Joseph Stillman Badger, had banned wearing the badges. He wanted to thwart the union from growing in numbers. Before noon that day, the workers gathered together and donned their union badges by affixing them to their watch chains. And for that, they were promptly suspended from their jobs. They were told they could return to work if they took off the badges. The workers refused. That night, 10,000 people gathered in the city's market square in a rally to support the workers. The next day, 25,000 workers walked off the job and marched through the streets. A general strike was called for January 30th. 43 unions supported the strike. The police violently attempted to disband the strikers on February 2nd, a day known in Australia as Black Friday. Perhaps the most remembered event in the strike occurred when the famous feminist Emma Miller stuck her hat pin into the rump of the police chief's horse. The horse reared and sent him tumbling to the ground. The strike wore on for 5 weeks before it faded. At the end of February, the tramway employees were officially granted the right to wear their badges. But the company refused to hire back striking workers. The events at Brisbane were an important stand for free speech and the right to form a union. A question for today is, how far would you be willing to go to show your union pride? Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.